and a sixth here in a second. A sixth reason to question the official narrative. But first, again, Mr. Bordop makes a good point. So we're talking about the, you know, earlier we were going back and forth about the footage, and he says the footage of ex-news anchor Vester Lee Flanagan shooting Allison Parker and Adam Ward live on air was released within hours of when it happened. Just another example of how dumb it is that we don't have more footage of what happened in Florida or Las Vegas. And my comment back was exactly, or San Bernardino. Remember, we heard the Inland Regional Center had just been wired for sound. And they had just been doing multiple drills, conducting multiple drills recently. And what's his name? Gosh, what is going on today? Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik somehow managed to target the one place in the Inland Regional Center on the entire campus that didn't have cameras. What luck. They must have been insiders, kind of like Nicholas Cruz is alleged to be. No. Phone lines are open, by the way, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So, yeah, my response to that, exactly, the Allison Parker and Adam Ward shooting, which was, pretty clearly a psyop, where is the footage of San Bernardino? Where is the footage of Sutherland Springs? Well, that was a church. Charleston was a church. It's understandable. But, you know, people were inside. These kids apparently had the presence of mind to, you know, they're videoing it and tweeting it and Snapchatting and, you know, doing little dramatic performances. It's an active shooter. It's not a drill. It's not a drill. Why would you say that? And then listening to him, I am absolutely 100% not in no way, in any way, shape, or form a crisis actor. You sound like OJ. You have anything to say? Absolutely 100% not guilty. Okay, he's guilty. Who does that? So sure, you know, where's the San Bernardino footage? Sutherland Springs, Charleston, those kinds of events, they're churches, but, you know, Fort Hood, the Naval Shipyard, you know, psychotropics, hearing voices, those are military installations, whatever. What about the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport and the two other airports? They have cameras, don't they? No footage. Las Vegas, that's the big one. No footage. Even Chris Swekert said, former FBI guy, on October 3rd, we should see an unbelievably crystal clear picture emerge. Wow. I bet he's scratching his head too. I think. I don't know. Every single time. This is what happens. So, you know, I mean, I would go so far as to say at this point, there's as much physical evidence so far that the public has been presented with to prove that Nicholas Cruz was even on the grounds of Marjorie Stonemason Douglas High School and the, you know, alleged suspect in whatever took place there, as there is that I was there. You know, it's basically circumstantial evidence at this point. Who actually identified him? Senator Bill Nelson said that he was wearing the gas mask. The mainstream reporting says that he was equipped with it or outfitted with it. So I ask, was he an action figure? No one says that. Was he wearing it or not? And how do you ride in an Uber with a soft case? I think anyone with any sense that sees a soft case that's slender and roughly, you know, it's pretty clear what it is designed to carry. Even if it's one of a bag that isn't the more slender, more lower profile bag that clearly is the outline of a rifle. But, you know, how do you, was he wearing the vest that was dropped on the third floor? Was he wearing the mask? Where was the mask? Where were the smoke grenades and all of these multiple magazines they had with them? Who would drive a person in an Uber, and when they say, yeah, just drop me off at the school, I'll get out here. Cool, thanks. Where's the Uber driver? Ben Benight said, hey, somebody using the screen name Nicholas Cruz made a comment. We heard about that. We didn't hear about the National Geographic one, Naked and Dangerous. That video has been taken down. Why'd the whole video have to get taken down? Anyway, so indulge me in a sixth reason to question the official narrative. By James Sneed's own admission, Nicholas Cruz was mentally incapable of carrying out last week's military-style op. So first, this excerpt from the Sun Sentinel article. I actually referred to it earlier, but the title is, Nicholas Cruz, we had this monster living under our roof and we didn't know. Remember that interview with Michael Strahan? So, from the article, Cruz's mom seems to have cosseted him. He was very naive. He wasn't dumb, just naive, James said. He didn't know how to cook. They had to show him how to use a microwave. This is literally from the Sun Sentinel article. He didn't know how to do his laundry and also had to learn to pick up after himself. He didn't drive but bought a bicycle and rode it to work at a nearby Dollar Tree. This kid had seven rifles and dozens of magazines and hundreds of rounds. The Sneeds had raised their own three boys and jokingly called the process of teaching Cruz, quote, adulting 101. This is literally from the article. They insisted he enlist in adult education classes run by the school district and drove him to school each day. He didn't have much time to himself. He seemed to be doing well and wanted to be an army infantryman, naturally. He was excited when an army recruiter visited school recently. So that's interesting information as far as his mental state is concerned. And a little bit more, because I think it's important and relevant. And you know, the whole he was shooting BB guns thing just cracks me up. So a couple of other points real quick. Another excerpt. So as far as they know, Cruz wasn't particularly close to any of the victims, and they don't know of any resentment he might have had against any of the people who were murdered. And this is literally what it says. They have no clue why he did it. That's what the article says. They have no clue why he did it. A little bit on, you know, I said it sounded like earlier in the week, it sounded like the Cruises, Roger Cruz in particular, were fairly well off. Skipping down a little bit, they think Cruz moved out of the home of his late mom's friend in Lantana because of tension about his guns and possible misunderstanding about money. Cruz told them he stood to inherit at least $800,000 from his deceased parents. Most of the money would come when he turned 22, he said. So I guess my question is, why would you then go shoot up a school? You know, again, it kind of flies in the face of motive, doesn't it, a little bit? The Sneeds have since seen the paperwork they think supports the claim he was going to be very financially comfortable. Cruz thought the family friend in Lantana was stealing money from him, but the Sneeds suspect she was innocent and he was just a victim of common identity theft. That's interesting. Let's follow up on that. What's that? They reported about $2,900 in fraudulent charges on his debit or credit card. And so, you know, is there an informant in here somewhere? Is there some kind of nefarious? What was the truancy or the all the Yeah, his unexcused absences. What were those all about? Extended absences from school. Was he, you know, being sent to training? Kind of like, you know, these kids that get sent overseas and, oh, we went to Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and UAE and Egypt and here and there. And then he came back self-radicalized. Now we're hearing that too in the headlines about this. So this is the domestic counterpart of that that we see. And so was the white nationalist group, the FBI outlet, the proxy for him to learn how to use a gun. You know, we heard Evan Ramsey's testimony. I mentioned the ABC article on that. But Evan Ramsey said, I didn't even know how to shoot a gun. I was going to load the shotgun shells backwards. He was calling them bullets. How do I load the bullets? Friends told me how to load bullets. The shotgun shells. Is this where the patsy went to get trained when he was absent from school and the FBI and informants were helping him procure weapons by purchasing them on his debit card? $2,900 in fraudulent charges. What were those charges? So that's all interesting. Next, I'll mention this and we'll go to the phones. Next, contrast what I said. Contrast that, you know, basically kind of the portrayal of an imbecile of sorts. I mean, he's clearly, you know, not, you know, he's not the first person you would pick. Oh, yeah, he's going to conduct a military-style operation. Contrast what James Sneed said himself, James and Kimberly Sneed, their testimony from that article, Nicholas Cruz. We had this monster living under our roof and we didn't know. Contrast that with this excerpt from the Daily Beast article titled, Florida Shooter Made Sick Use of School's Active Shooter Drill. They're even saying, mainstream media is saying, active shooter drill. So from that article, let me see, actually, maybe I'll use this. Is this the one I want to use? Yeah. Right after Christmas, the article opens with these words. Right after Christmas break, the Broward County Public Schools held their system-wide intruder and active shooter training. That's interesting for a variety of reasons when you look into who was doing what around that time, the names aforementioned. As it does each year, the story goes on, the Broward County Sheriff's Office met with the teachers and staff at each facility, including Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, and went over the procedures in the event an active shooter invaded the building. And we heard the students say over and over and over again, we were told we were going to have an active shooter drill, including screaming people. You know, when I was a kid in school, I don't remember the building being set on fire or, you know, fake fires being set and stuff. Traumatizing kids, trauma-based mind control, that's what's happening. Cruz posted on Instagram, skipping ahead on the story, Cruz posted on Instagram a photo of the AR-15 set on his bed along with a small arsenal of other weapons. Was that the counterfeit Instagram account or, oh, I digress. Somebody certainly saw something, but nobody seems to have said anything. Actually, several people did say something, including the January 5th, 2018 report to the FBI that the FBI failed to forward to its Miami field office by its own admission. Continuing, as Cruz was a guy who seems to have had considerable problems and little success with girls. What? Who writes that? His decision to revisit the school on Valentine's Day was not likely a coincidence. Yeah, except for the fact that and the other story that I just mentioned, according to the Sneeds, Cruz told them he didn't need a ride to school because, quote, it's Valentine's Day and I don't go to school on Valentine's Day. Except for that, that's kind of odd, isn't it? Cruz quite literally, continuing the story, knew the drill when it came to active shooters and understood that the lockdown procedure would go into effect the moment gunshots were heard. He certainly did not want to find himself wandering suddenly deserted hallways trying to force his way through locked doors. Did Robert Ludlum write this or who wrote this? You know, and I would say, yeah, he masterminded this plot, especially since he didn't know how to operate a microwave. Continuing, so Cruz seems to have hatched a two-part scheme to thwart the well-rehearsed lockdown plan. Or did the voices in his head hatch that plan, I would add, and feed it to him in ELF fashion? He began by waiting until just 5 minutes before the 2:35 p.m. dismissal time. He then pulled the fire alarm. The timing likely made it more difficult for the school to order and maintain a complete lockdown. He was able to kill 12 inside the school, along with another two just outside and one on the street. And we don't hear much about that, the going outside and what happened there. What was that all about, do we? Three more died in the hospital, the article goes on. The toll could have been much higher had the students in at least two classrooms not stayed put despite the fire alarm and despite a banging on the door that was almost certainly the gunman. Yeah. Actually, it could have been lower had the students not been ordered to run back into a kill zone, but I digress. So, and, you know, let's not forget the convenient camera delays, that article now, video delays, misled cops at Stoneman Douglas shooting. And it's interesting, you know, there's a video playing on loop of the shooter 20 or 30 minutes earlier. You know, honestly, if I were a student in that district, I wouldn't feel safe. I would feel threatened by the, you know, kidnapper, essentially, if you know what I mean. And if I were a parent with a student in that district, I would A, remove my child or children from the district immediately, and B, be on the class action lawsuit bandwagon ASAP. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning, William.
You remember when I said a couple days ago that if you see a pattern,
yeah,
you see the pattern and start from there? Well, your outline of what supposedly, you know, the narrative, the official narrative of what happened is just completely ridiculous. You know, hardly any of it makes sense. The part that does make sense is the fact that in my archives of many shootings, The same material is used over and over again. I go back, to Columbine. If you look at that, you'll see many of the same things, you know. And one thing about these serotonin reuptake, blockers and stuff like that, I mean, they not only create suicidal and, violent behaviors and thoughts, but they also produce a high suggestibility and the means of controlling people. I mean, if you look at the, you know, progression that goes way back in mind control, I mean, first they used, you know, heavy doses of barbiturates to induce these sort of fractured personalities that could be reassembled for their own purposes. And then they started learning more about how to do this with certain types of trauma methods. And then for a brief time, they used these psychedelic drugs. They weren't very reliable. But then they really hit upon these antidepressants at high doses of being able to do this trauma-based fracturing of the personality of the person that they were trying to retrain. And I can continue a few more points on that afterwards.
Absolutely. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. We're on the phones. We have William in Montana on the line. And to your point, William, even from the sanitized version of MKUltra on the Wikipedia entry, these points that came to light in the MKUltra documentation during the congressional proceedings that exposed some of what was happening, three substances. What were they experimenting with? Substances which will promote illogical thinking and impulsiveness to the point where the recipient would be discredited in public. Materials which will cause temporary or permanent brain damage and loss of memory. Number 8, materials and physical methods which will produce amnesia for events preceding and during their use. So, you know, just a little corroboration. Anyway, go ahead, please.
I think, you know, I've been thinking a lot about, you know, where do we go from here and how do we stay on top of this? How do we help other people who are, you know, also seeing these patterns to have confidence in what they're seeing? And how do we go about analyzing the future events just like this that, you know, are sure to happen, because this is a full court press. This is a psychop. And, you know, going back to, you know, like Virginia Tech shooting, that was way back in 2007.
Sung-hee Cho and Ishmael X.
Yeah, what's really interesting is you see these same patterns, like these missing segments of his high school and middle school years. And
yeah.
you don't find out that, oh, and his sister actually worked for a CIA company. And it's very interesting that the connections between her and the company and the hospital that she was associated with, and then a little bit later, you know, the Fort Hood in 2009,
yeah.
You know, Nedel Malik Hansen. I mean, he did his intern work at that facility. And so these connections are very much the same. I remember a couple of days ago you were talking, you did a quote from H.G. Wells and talking about the hive, the gullible hive mind. And if you go back, way back then, you'll see H.G. Wells, George Orwell, Aldous Huxley, the Tavistock Institute, the Institute for Policy Studies, which you've mentioned, and the Stanford Research Institute. And if you trace those, you will see that this whole setup, this whole methodology, is well planned out. I mean, whether it's using drugs or using things like the Delphi process and all of these things to basically modify behavior. I don't know if you remember the Holmes, you know, James Holmes, you know, shooting in Aurora, Colorado. I mean,
Batman.
He was a psych student. And but if you look at his father, Dr. Robert Holmes, he worked for a DARPA company developing this Cortronic neural networks that would allow auditory and visual stimuli to stimulate human thinking without the subject's permission. And so all of these things, I mean, one of the problems that I see that you have is you're trying to teach a course that includes 101 and graduate work and postdoctoral, you know, levels, you know, and that's why this is such a difficult task, because we have such a gradation of subjects and people to try to educate at different points. And then, you know, that's why we just keep, it sounds like we're talking in circles, but we are centering on this stuff to clarify this on many levels at the same time, just like your cartoons, for kids and adults at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah, great points. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. heart attack, or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast already. This Thursday, February 22nd, we're on the phones. We have William in Montana on the line. And William, you're absolutely right. Just a word on what you said to kind of speak to that. That was why I tried to step back. I have a thing that I'm looking at. I'm going to try to flesh this out more and more as the days and weeks go on. I haven't done it effectively yet, but I will, I promise. And per your admonition, basically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to frame future events and reframe past events for that matter with congruous and consistent continuity. I sound like Jesse Jackson. That's not on purpose. A model, if you will, so that people can understand these events and make sense of them, because it's difficult to keep track. We all know of the Vladislav Surkov-style nonlinear warfare that's being waged, and that's on purpose, obviously. But more importantly, my effort and my aim is to create a model that, you know, will make light work of this, I think. I believe that frames these events in proper context, that the system that tells us in strategy of tension fashion that we should embrace our kidnapper effectively, and that system is actually the very organism causing the threats at every level, regardless of the accepted narrative. So those four quadrants I mentioned, whether you're talking about establishment narrative, or it's a drill only, or high hop, help it happen on purpose, or drill gone live with a patsy kind of scenario, whatever direction you look, all roads point to Mecca, so to speak. I mean, you can, even if it's the establishment narrative, what's causing kids to shoot people? Could it be the desensitization to violence? Yes, that's a fact. Could it be the psychotropics? Yes, that's a fact. And does the, you know, what accidental history or conspiratorial, there is a long list of the United States government attacking its own people and the world in various ways, and false flag and staged terror events to goad populaces everywhere into all kinds of things. The CIA and FBI are notorious for it. And now we have the contractor world, because it's largely been outsourced to proxies and proxy warriors. You know, as folks like R.J. Hillhouse and what's his name? Why can't I think of his name? Tim Sherrock have pointed out, you know, among others. And so once you start to get your arms around it, you see that all roads point to Mecca, that, you know, this system that's saying, hey, embrace us, we'll protect you, is actually where the threat originates, regardless of the narrative that you accept. And it's important to understand this, because as you know, and I think you're speaking to, William, it's difficult in sort of Brzezinski-esque fashion, you know, as he wrote in Between Two Ages, that people in this day and age, even if they see it happen with their own eyes, will be reluctant to believe it happened unless they see it on the 6 o'clock news. If it's on 6 o'clock news, it must have happened. So that's the conditioning that that's the level we're at in this country. And so I think you're absolutely right, you know, if I understand what you're saying, that it's difficult, and especially for the unwashed, and you have these different levels of understanding, different points of entry on each new incident. How do I make sense of what's going on? And especially when the conditioning tells us not to believe what we saw with our own eyes.
Yeah, we have to accept that there's an enormous amount of resources being, and this has been in preparation for, I mean, you say 100 years. I mean, I have files that I could go back 200, 250 years.
Absolutely.
Laying the foundation for this. And it's gone beyond now. It's gone beyond like the Brave New World, you know, like manipulating words and redefining words to confuse people. I mean, people, the so-called social networks are an incredible tool. I mean, it makes the panopticon look like child's play, because here, who's doing the watching? Who's doing the volunteering of the information? It's the people themselves. And they do this because they have been reduced to just seeking emotional support. There's no rationality or logic or history there. It's just like, can I get a few more likes? It's very good that when you go through and just give, you just say, let's just accept at face value the established narrative. And when you list all these points, it looks like a very premeditated and practiced high-grade military operation.
Really, there's no other conclusion.
That.
Yeah, there's no other conclusion, is there? I mean, when you, yeah.
And more and more so. That just stands out. That just stands out like a sore thumb. I'm just saying, you know, throwing the alarm at the right time, getting all that material, spraying two or three floors, like walking out calmly with other students and hanging out in the neighborhood.
Jason Bourne.
Yeah, I couldn't even take a gift to a teacher through the front door without all types of alarms going off as a parent. And here this guy, we're led to believe that he just waltzed in, even though he had this previous history of being a troublemaker and he was expelled. All these things. And if you go back to, the Virginia Tech shooting, you go back to, the Fort Hood shooting, you go back to Columbine. I mean, you can just go through these, the Aurora, the Sandy Hook, all of these, immediate and direct, lost history, hearing of voices, fractured personalities, psychotropic drugs. I mean, all of this is ever present, and one of the narratives that they keep, trying to enforce is that anybody can do this. They're living right next to you. That teen down the street, your brother, your uncle, your mother. I mean, all these people, they're trying to say everyone is suspect, and so how do we avoid, how do we have safety? We give up everything, and we turn over the responsibility of protecting us to, like, nut jobs like that sheriff. I mean, if you read his background and the statements he's made, that is scary as can be.
Absolutely.
So, I've been doing a lot of work. I'm going to try to help as much as I can, because this is a very difficult nut to crack of trying to, I totally concur with your approach and what you're going to attempt to do, because I think there needs to be a clearinghouse of people who are very familiar with all of these things and can point out these patterns as quickly as they come down the pike. And I will assure you that they will start coming down the pike a lot more quickly in the near future.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
You bet. Thank you, William. I appreciate it. I really, really do. I hope everyone else does too. And then there's the warping of perspective of things, like the flu deaths I spoke to recently. One of the other things I need to do soon is talk about how many school shootings there have been. You would be astonished to learn how many school shootings there have been over the course of American history. But this stuff goes back a long, long way, the real stuff. And so that's always kind of warped to, oh my goodness, it's blown out of proportion, and everybody's using a different definition of what a mass casualty event is. The Daily Signal did a good piece on that recently. I'll come back to that. But absolutely. And I hope to do that so that we can all maybe start seeing these things, because it's been happening for a long time. Again, I opened with Bill Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse. That excerpt. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I just posted on my website, this can be word searched though, but it's posted on my website as well, a trailer called What Happened in Vegas, and it's an hour and 41 minutes and some seconds long that brings forward a lot of truth about murders perpetrated by the sheriff's deputies under the authority and aegis of a Sheriff Gillespie over there, previous to the sheriff that is in now. And it strongly suggests, by watching the entire thing, that essentially one murder is covering up another murder, and it just, because the man that produced this video, and it cost to watch it, but, and I'm not, I'm not a producer for him or anything. I'm not an advertisement. I'm just making a comment here. But he called in to the sheriff's office when he was witnessing a man in handcuffs being beaten by two police and being slandered and so forth. And then he was arrested and beaten and thrown in jail over there for 3 days. So I found that to be very revealing in terms of the very recent events. Now, a couple of other items I want to mention, please. All right. The Western mind, it's rather universally accepted that it dates back to about 2,500 years ago and the Greek philosophers. And essentially, it was there were two books that were foundational to Western man and our thinking, which were written by Plato. One is called The Laws, and one is called The Republic. Now, I'm shifting a little bit to another more recent writer, which is Machiavelli, who wrote The Prince. All of those should be read, as time-consuming as it is, so that people can begin to comprehend what it means to have some kind of an idea of what it means to be a Westerner or comprehend the Western mind at all. Anyway, Machiavelli wrote The Prince, and I think it's a very valid question to ask, okay, well, who's the prince today? Who's the leader? Who's behind the scenes or in front of the army or whatever? Who's the prince? And on my website, there is an interesting article that was written a long time ago, and it's been on my website a long time. It's titled "Prince Charles, quote unquote, Global Nazi, Hitler Youth." And I highly recommend it. It's only 13 pages long. And just above that, I just discovered something over the last few days, and I posted this as well. It's at the top right on my website. And I've headed this body of information, Massive Clinton Influence Discovered. Now, for the past week or two, the news about the investigations of the Clinton are completely removed, for the most part. Everything is about the shooting and other events, which obviously it does. It's in the immediate, very, very important. But anyway, in this body of work, the top listing that is a link that can be clicked on is titled Clinton Global Initiative. And that analyzes a made-for-television movie that was presented on ABC television 31 years ago this week called America, spelled with a K. It analyzes that movie, the actors in it, their connections with what is now called the deep state, and they're actually one of the key actors in it is a New Zealander who's direct ancestor was one of the men that burned down the capital in our nation back during the War of 1812 between Britain and the United States of America. Now, beneath that, I have another link to a membership list of the Clinton Global Initiative. Most people go, oh, well, that's all taken care of. Hillary was defeated. All right, now, then I have listed there the 13-part series of America. If anyone wants to really understand mind control and propaganda, because this was so helpful to me when I took the time, I pushed aside everything else I was doing, and I went through this, and it is, I'm able and more able and more capable to understand the propaganda that is perpetrated now, and I'll just say that on my behalf. Maybe it won't have that effect on others. But anyway, at the bottom of that list, there is another attached article called CGI University Network Members. Obviously, CGI stands for Clinton Global Initiative. I just recently located that, And I've put all that up there for anyone's convenience that cares to take a look at that, because it was extraordinarily helpful to me approximately 10 years ago when I first looked at it. So that's why I did that. And one final point, back to the question about who is the prince. If anyone would care to word search Princess Fiona at the scrying mirror in Shrek 2 or something like that, in that movie made for on video at the time, it's a children's movie primarily, so it targets children. In that movie, at the scrying mirror, the image of Prince Charles is manifested in the scrying mirror when she asks for a prince to come and take care of all of her troubles.
Interesting stuff. What's your website, Dave? Mention your website.
My website is genuinechristianitynow.com, and that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
It's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Stormy weather, the flies and flowers of flaming truth beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled with
Chinese. Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You know, earlier I think it was Stephen Kelly that I was talking about who said that San Bernardino was a contractor op, an outsourced op. Anyway, all kinds of stuff. We're out of time. Let's go to back to the phones and grab Dennis in Indiana real quick. Dennis, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Chris. Chris, just another speculated theory, but, I mean, is it possible since we got such a deep state and we got with the liberals, with the Obamas and the Clintons and even before them, that they're actually getting with the FBI, the CIA, and NSA are getting records of certain individuals knowing that they're mentally ill, and then secretly they're getting informants that are just posing as friends throughout their lifetime, and that they actually got a certain type of pharmacy or a certain type of other plagues, where they're using that that the devil's flower down there in South America, where mm-hmm. they get a whiff of that, they can be told to do what anything they're told to do, and they'll do it because that's what that flower does to them. Who knows if they're not using that on them and on people across this United States, especially white people, white men, or white young men. And is it all connected with the Fabian Society too, that I hear that the Obama and Clintons and even the Bushes are part of? That's just another speculative thing that could happen or could be going on.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that kind of, I think, echoes what William was saying. You know, the more you dig in, the more you kind of are faced with that as the inevitable conclusion, you know, that there, as William was saying, you know, the more you look, the more you have these peculiar overlaps and coincidences. And speaking of those societies, absolutely, you know, history of the Tavistock Institute, for example. Dr. John Coleman, I think, did a pretty good job of digging through the Library of Congress and documenting some things that most people will never see, you know, books that are out of print and things like that. But yeah, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you know, because they're definitely trying to get rid of the First and Second Amendment, especially with the middle class people.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, like even our own government over there in Maryland, I guess, where they made that special thing of anthrax. I mean,
yeah,
they were hurting
exactly.
our own American children.
Exactly. As the RBN host put it, America, your government has been weaponized against you. Tomorrow we'll tackle the establishment narrative. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.